Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sarah Malka Reichman. Today we're studying Sefer Shmuel, Perek Yud Aleph. At the end of Perek Yud, Shaul HaMelech was anointed publicly. In Perek Yud Aleph, we hear of the first mission he takes on as Melech. Immediately at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, we hear of Nachash HaAmoni's encampment on the people of Yavesh Gilad. Vayal Nachash HaAmoni veichan al Yavesh Gilad. The people of Yavesh Gilad are so intimidated by the threat of Nachash and his people that he says, please, they say, please make with us a brit, a treaty, and we will become your servants. Nachash HaAmoni is willing to agree to this with one condition. Bizot echrot lachem, bin kor lachem kol ein yamin. V'samtiha cherpal kol Yisrael. He has one barbaric demand. I'll make a treaty with you. As long as we can gouge out the right eye of every one of your people. He himself articulates the reason that he wants to do this. V'samtiha cherpa al kol Yisrael. I want to disgrace and embarrass all of Am Yisrael. Either because he's able to do that or inherent in his attempt to battle with them is his assumption that Am Yisrael is not going to help him. And we will get back to that and see what happens. When he says his condition, he states his condition that everybody's right eye must be gouged. Medrash Shmuel offers three possible explanations of what Ayin Yamin might symbolize. Rabbi Levi says it means all of the warriors among Am Yisrael. Rabbi Simon says it's the Sanhedrin who are like the eyes of Am Yisrael. But Rashi follows the third opinion that says that the Ayin is a Sefer Torah. Rashi, quoting that opinion, says, He view Sefer Torah Tchem, shenitzna miyamin, ve'esrefa al shekatav ba lo yavo amoni umavi moavi bekal Hashem. Just like many other anti-Semitic events in our history, there's something underlying what's going on here, an underlying hatred, and that is Nachash hates Am Yisrael because they discriminate against him. He can't stand, according to this opinion, that it says in the Torah that an Ammoni cannot come into Am Yisrael and become a part of Am Yisrael. Immediately, upon hearing the barbaric request, Am Yisrael is no longer, the people of Yavesh Gilad are no longer so ready to make a brit. And they say, you know what? Give us 7 days. We will send messengers throughout Am Yisrael. And if nobody is willing to save us, then we'll come to you. Implying we'll come to you and you could gouge out our eyes and make this brit with us. Vim ein moshiyahu tanu v'yatzanu eilecha. Perhaps he thought, Nachash HaAmoni, that he could threaten Am Yisrael because he figured no one would come and defend them. Perhaps because Yavesh Gilad were the only people who did not join up with Am Yisrael in the battle against Shevet Binyamin in the incidents of Pilegesh Begiva at the end of Sefer Shoftim. And therefore he felt maybe Am Yisrael won't help them. Or perhaps he's choosing this specific time because he wants to ridicule the notion of there having been a melech chosen. And Yavesh Gilad, many of their people are married to the children of Binyamin. That is the Shevet from whom Shaul comes, further disgracing him as being the king coming from that Shevet. The messengers are sent out. Among other places, they arrive at Givat Shaul, the place where Shaul is. Shaul is not living in a royal residence. It says that he is still with the Bakar. And upon hearing the message about what Nachash HaAmoni is threatening, Am Yisrael raises up their voices. Vayisu chol ha'am es kolam vayivku. And they cry. Shaul comes from being with the Bakar, the cattle. And he says, what is going on? Why is everybody so distraught? And they tell him what happens. And now we have the pivotal pasuk, the transformational pasuk in the story of Shaul becoming melech. Vatitzlach ruach Elokim al Shaul. V'shamo et hadvarim ha'ila. the Ruach of Hashem comes upon Shaul, Ruach of Hashem, according to the Targum, a Ruach of Gvura, of heroism. You see that David says, it's a Ruach Godel Levav, of a great heart, and Gvura, and heroism. He gets very angry, Vayichara Po, and he takes one of his cattle that was with him, he cuts it up into 12 pieces, and he says, whomever does not come with us in battle, Asher inenu yotzei acharei Shaul ve'achar Shmuel, ko yeyaseh livkaro. This is what should happen to his cattle. Perhaps also an implication that if Am Yisrael is divided into separate shvatim, he cuts the people, the bakar up, one for each shevet, then this would be a catastrophe. There's no more life in that bakar once it's cut up. The only way Am Yisrael could have a Ruach Chaim within it is if they remain whole, they remain united. We hear Am Yisrael's reaction, Vayipol pachad Hashem al ha'am, Vayutsu ke'ish echad. They get the message, they go out as one. We are told that the pachad of Hashem fell upon them, the fear of Hashem. Mitzvah David emphasizes, lo pachad netzichat habakar. It was not a fear of this threatening kind of act of chopping up the bakar. Rather, it was a true fear of Hashem that motivated Am Yisrael to go and follow their new melech. Then we hear v'yifkadim bevazek. Literally, Shaul counted them in a place called Bezek, or according to the Gemara in Yuma, which is quoted by Rashi and other Mefarshim, everybody had to give a piece of cheres, of a pottery, and instead of counting the people, which we know, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, is forbidden, instead, just like in Shmot, when Am Yisrael is counted by way of counting each machatzit ha-shekel, so too here, the pieces of cheres are counted. And the count is 300,000 of Am Yisrael plus 30,000 from Shevet Yehuda. They're going to go out to battle with an army 330,000 strong. They send a messenger to let the people of Yavesh Gilad know that they are going to come and come to their rescue. Machar tiyeh lechem tshuva. Tomorrow you will have a salvation. Kechom bichom hayom. Kechom hayom. At the heat of the day. They are told this. As we can imagine, they are happy. Anshe Gilad sends a message to Nachash HaAmoni, and the message is, Netzei Aleichem. Nachash thinks this means they're going to submit to his demands. However, of course, they're going to go and join in battle with Am Yisrael coming to their rescue. And you could do to us whatever you see fit, they tell Nachash HaAmoni. Not only do we see that Shaul is possessed by this Ruach Gevura, and he's possessed by an anger at the thought of somebody threatening part of Am Yisrael that causes him to take action, but we see that he's an excellent deviser of strategy for his army as well. He divides the army up into three, gives each one of them a rosh, a leader, and at the Ashmorot HaBoker, which nowadays, depending on the time of year, we could say somewhere between 2 and 6 in the morning, while it's still dark, when the Amonim do not expect it, these three divisions of the army go, and they attack. Vayeku et Amon ad chom hayom, all the way until the time of day where the sun is hottest, they disperse, all those who are not killed disperse, and no two of them are left together, because in their fear they all run to separate directions. Am Yisrael now rallies around Shaul in support and says, who were those people before who said, Shaul yimloch aleinu, who scorned the notion of Shaul being able to be an effective king? Tnu hanashim unimitem. Give us those people. We're going to kill them. Shaul responds. Again, he does not hold those people responsible or certainly does not punish them for disgracing him, but here he has a different reason. Lo yumat ish bayom hazeh. On this day, no one's going to die. Ki hayom asa Hashem tshuva b'Yisrael. Hashem brought us a great salvation today. We don't want to mar the day by killing anybody at this point. The Gemara in Yuma, Chaf Bet and Chaf Gimel, tell us that the reason that Shaul was punished, mipnei ma ne'ena Shaul, is because he was mochel al kvodo. He excused his own honor. As we heard at the end of the last perek, when the people said, ma yosheinu zeh, how could this person save us? Ve'yivizu, they disgraced him. And ve'yihi kamacharish, Shaul acted as if he didn't hear, and he did not do anything to punish them. Immediately afterwards, ve'ya'al nachash ha'amoni, the Gemara learns from here that Nachash came up as a result and attacked as a result of Shaul's being mochel al kvodo, excusing his own honor at the end of the last perek. And Rashi enlightens us. He says, and we learn of this really from the end of the story. What's the end of the story? When the people come and they say, now let's kill those people who tried to disgrace you. I think what Rashi's saying is that the natural, necessary consequence of Shaul's not standing up for his honor as a king was a story, an event, an attack, who threw Am Yisrael's victory under the guidance of Shaul will bring about that very same kavod, honor, to the melech that Shaul excused, that Shaul could have enforced at the end of the last perek. Shmuel, being a brilliant leader, seizes the moment where he sees that Shaul HaMelech finally has such widespread support. Vayomer Shmuel Elam, Lechu, V'nelcha HaGilgal. Let's go up to that special place, the Gilgal, where the Mishkan and the Aron used to be, where there's the monument that we heard about in Perek Dalet and Sefer Yehoshua, where each Shevet had taken a stone and left a monument to the fact that Hashem saved them by stopping the Yarden so that they could cross with the Aron and Sefer Yehoshua. That great place that is both was a center of spirituality for Am Yisrael and also where there's a memorial to another salvation that Hashem did for Am Yisrael. And Nechadesh Sham Hamlucha, we will renew the Malucha. We'll do better this time. He takes the moment where Am Yisrael is finally supporting Shaul and suggests now is the time, Lamlichat Shaul, in order to make Shaul king. Thank you for studying together, Liloy Nishmat, Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.